When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy.
I'm Micheline Malouf.
And I'm Nadia Adesi, licensed therapist and host of Getting Better, Stories of Mental Health. Join us for discussions with Megan Trainor, Chris Bosch, Rebel Wilson, and more.
From discussing motherhood to immigrating to general mental health, our guests are awe-inspiring. We all struggle with the same things, so let's talk about it and destigmatize them. Find our new podcast, Getting Better, Stories of Mental Health, on iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? There is a better way. Start the new year with Otter.ai. Automatically get meeting notes. Otter.ai works for virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up on the web for free or download in the app stores. Otter.ai. That's OTTER.ai.
Did you know Amazon provides ways of working that fit your lifestyle? They know you value your time outside of work, juggling family, school, friends, or other activities. That's why they offer a variety of shifts that work for you. There are full-time, part-time, and even temporary opportunities that can work with your schedule, with great starting pay and sign-on bonuses. If you want a career that fits and adapts to your lifestyle, head to Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is a proud equal opportunity employer.
All right now, welcome to Money Making Conversation. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Each Money Making Conversation talk show is about entrepreneurship and entertainment. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For some, it's a sizable paycheck. Mine is just helping people wake up and inspiring them to accomplish their goals and live their very best life. These are my passions, and that's what I want to do for you. I want you to stop tripping over those small challenges, you know, the little hookup, the little hiccups that you have out there. Stop. There are bigger obstacles out there. Don't get detoured by little small things that really has nothing to do with the path that is being laid out for you to be successful. The Money Making Conversation interviews provide relatable information to the listener about career and financial planning, entrepreneurship, motivation, leadership, overcoming the odds, and how to live a balanced life. June is Black Music Month. My guest is a legendary artist manager, executive producer, and a music executive. His talent credits include a diverse array of artists, including Tupac Shakur, Stanley Clark, NWA, Digital Underground, and the World Class Wrecking Crew. He continues to manage both Shock G, leader of Digital Underground, as well as the group, the catalog of my man, Johnny Guitar Watson. Wow. Please welcome to my man to the Money Making Conversation. We've got a lot to talk about. You cannot have a conversation with somebody that has Johnny Guitar Watson and Tupac Shakur in the same conversation, and Rashawn McDonald does not get excited about that. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, my man, Adrian Gregory. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you for extending this invitation to Money Making Conversations. I absolutely appreciate it. And yes, Johnny Guitar Watson and Tupac Shakur in the same conversation, along with Stanley Clark and solo piano group. There's a lot going on multiple varieties of genres?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, I'm talking about the past. We're going to talk about the current because you got it going on currently, you know. But you know, when you meet your talent too, I know that I manage Steve Harvey. I manage Steve Harvey from 2000, officially from 2000 to 2016. I currently manage Stephen A. Smith. So you're a talent. And so as a talent, as a manager, it takes a lot, especially when you're dealing with personalities. And I always tell people, you have to kind of stay ahead of the ignorance when you're managing people, because you never know what's running through their mind or what's going to happen the next day, especially with social media out there. And they can just start posting stuff. Back in the day, you had to do a press conference, you know, if you want to come out there and just start talking. Today, they can just wake up. Not even wake up. They can just roll over in bed and just start typing. And which means, as a talent, talk about what it takes to be a manager, but more importantly, what it takes to be a manager. And not trying to put you on the spot, but you've had so many diverse, so unique, so many different new unique talents. Talk about that experience.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I watch First Take every morning, so I appreciate what you do with Stephen A. Smith.
Thank you.
But to answer your question, what it takes to be a manager and someone that works with artists is to really understand them,
right?
To talk to them, to get to know them, not just handling their business. Handling their business is really the easy part,
mm-hmm.
but getting to understand who they are, how they operate, what they think, being able to understand what's important to them, and not necessarily what's important to business or what's important to you, but what's important to them. Because now, I mean, I've managed Shock G for 30 years
wow.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently he said to me, "I trust you." And I'm like, wow, that was something, because I know what's important to him. I know if someone comes to me and wants him to do something, I can almost tell them yes or no without going to him. But you always go to your artist. You don't make a decision.
There you go.
Without going to them first, even if you think you know what the answer is, it's, mm-hmm. it's not your place to make that decision. It's their place to make that their decision. So it's really, really important to understand who they are. And as you know, I also represent the Johnny Guitar Watson catalog as an example. It's important to understand what the family wants, what's important to the family, what they'll accept, what they won't accept. But it's with the same token, you still talk to the family, regardless of what the offer is, regardless of what you're thinking is, regardless of what you think you may know about what their thoughts are, because their thoughts can change.
Yes, they can.
And so it's important to know what they want, but it's always important to take everything to them. There is nothing I don't take to them. And because of that, I have their trust. We don't always agree, and that's okay, because at the end of the day, it's their catalog or their career, and you suggest things to them. That's what your job is, to suggest things to them, give them alternatives if you guys don't agree on something, and then have a discussion about it. And at the end of the day, you represent them. So when you're finished with the discussion, if what they want is more important than what you think is right, it's all about what they want.
That's really important that you say that, because, and also you got to have answers. What you can't do is manage somebody and keep saying, "I don't know," or let me check. You really have to be on top of your game, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You have to go in the business in general, and this is money making conversation. So
yes,
in business in general, you have to know the answers almost before they're asked of you or before you ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be absolute, but
yes.
You need to do the best you can to be prepared, studied, researched
yes.
about whatever topic you're going to be talking about.
Yeah, Steve used to always tell Rashawn, "You know everything." And I go, "Yes, I do." Because if I don't know everything, then we're going to have a problem. Because you're going to ask
right.
me. So that means that, you know, I because people always ask me, "Well, Rashawn, do you watch television that much?" I go, "I watch a lot. I read a lot. I just know that I can't shut down," because as a manager, your information, you have to be a trailblazer. You have to be able to advise. You have to be able to at least have a conversation about so many different layers, especially based on the type of talent that you're representing. And that's really the key to all of this. And so is that you have to be, not trying to say you have to be super smart, you just have to be knowledgeable.
Yes, knowledgeable, and that's exactly what you're saying. You have to read a lot. You have to consume a lot of information, whether television, radio, podcasts, now you know, for myself, I've been around a long time, so I've been on a huge learning curve over the last two or three years mm-hmm. with this whole digital age, mm-hmm. and it changes daily. Mm-hmm. It literally changes daily. So the conversation you and I are having right now, if we were having a specific conversation about some type of marketing promotion or show or anything of that nature, by the time we're off the conversation, it may have changed already.
It really has. You're really telling the truth there. For a fact, I remember just a story, because he's like me. We transitioned. We started when, you know, just email. Wasn't even emails. You know, we grew up in the cell phone era, then the internet.
Right.
But I remember when Steve Harvey and I, we had a deal. We went up to New York, 2005, 2007, the WBLS up there in New York. And then we moved to Atlanta. And between 2007 to 2009 was when, you know, social media was starting to grow, and I kept noticing that, you know, all the CNN or whoever on news had their little handles, you know, follow me. And I was still resisting because we had like a 900,000 fan club email base. So that was working for me. And so, but I just knew that this social media had to happen. And the reason I bring that up, because it was in 2012, the reason we got our talk show was because I grew his social media, and I grew his social media so much that it competed with Dr. Phil, you know, Katie Couric, all our competition. The only person that was beating us in social media at the time was Ellen DeGeneres. And so, so that's what you're saying right there. You're saying, Rashawn, you know, you not only have to know what you need to know right now, you have to be willing to change. And also when you change, you have to be willing to see what that change is going to impact your customers. So when Shock G said he trusts you, that says a lot, because guess what? There's a lot of things that are going on out there that can question him, whether you up to date or whether you are you on point. Are you still wired into the changes? That's a blessing, man. That's a compliment to your talents.
Well, thank you. And you're absolutely right. You do have to change, adapt, and grow. And when you don't know something, don't be afraid to reach out and ask. I mean, I consult with a lot of different people in a lot of different areas, because it's you know, there's so many things that are going on, whether you're dealing with the law, whether you're dealing with ledgers and accounting, whether you're dealing with the digital media and social media. You have to be willing to not know also. You have to be willing to reach out to people who know more about something than you do. And that's important. And that's important as a manager. You cannot be afraid to not know. So when you go back to your client,
right,
you say, I can share this information with you. This is what I found out because I've reached out to someone who knows what they're doing. They work on this every day, because we can't work on every little thing every day. So we have to reach out to people
Absolutely.
That know information.
But, you know, the interesting part about your career and the brand, Atrin, that you produced is that I know, man, when you have black talent, a lot of people don't want to mess with your talent. You know, they either have reputations, or they feel that they have limited growth potential. And then as you grow that brand, then other people, I see now, start to try to take advantage of the relationship or manipulate the relationship to their advantage. And then we have Black Music Month, you know, which we know to recognize the role that black music, when you hear Little Richard, his death recently, and you Aretha Franklin and all these legends that are out there that are pastors and are still alive, the Patti LaBelle's, the OJ's, you know, all the individuals still out there producing great music. What's the importance of June being Black Music Month before we go to the next break?
Well, you know, I think it's important that we focus on black music, but I really personally don't like Black Music Month. Mm-hmm. I think every month should be Black Music Month.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, especially, I think it was last year, rap took over, which is a primarily black art, took over all of music as mm-hmm. far as value and as far as amount of sales and streams, et cetera. And so, you know, I think it's important to have focus and take time so everyone focuses on it, but I think you need to focus on it all year round. I think there needs to be events all year round focusing on black music.
Absolutely. We're talking to my man, Atrin Gregory. We're going to be right back. I want to ask him about Tupac, and then we're going to go modern. I can't be talking to the man who had Tupac in his hands and not just say who I consider the greatest rapper of all time. Rashawn is putting himself out there because I believe that. Be right back with Atrin Gregory, Money Making Conversations.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to midnight mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Whether your event needed one room or an entire conference center, Hopin has revolutionized the way people come together. With Hopin, you can host a fully fledged digital meetup complete with one-on-one meetings, hands-on sessions, and expo booths. And because everything is hosted in a single, easy-to-use platform, it can be as big or small as you want, remain convenient for anyone who wants to attend, and give you access to data you never would have known otherwise. Visit Hopin.com to learn more and get started.
Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? Start the new year with Otter.ai to generate automatic notes for meetings, interviews, or lectures. With Otter.ai, you can search the meeting notes, insert images, playback the audio, and share them with your friends or coworkers. You can capture action items, remember meeting details, and keep everyone informed. Otter.ai works for in-person or virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up for free at Otter.ai or download the app for free. Otter.ai, that's Otter.ai.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald, and you're listening to Money Making Conversation. On the phone with Atrin Gregory, legendary manager, talent manager. I would not even put myself in the class of him being a manager because his roster, because I'm going to just tell you something. When you're managing people, it's really, you have to be their friend, their parent, their emotional leader, their confidant. You have to be, when they're down, you have to always stay up, you know. And then when they come to you for advice, you have to have answers. You can't take anything personal. When they're having a bad day, you can't take that personal. But you also have to guide them in the direction of seeing the best opportunity for them. You can't make solo decisions. It's their career. Your ego can never get so big to say, I made them. I always tell people, hey, I'm great at what I do, but if I didn't have the talent in front of me to be able to do what I did, you wouldn't even hear or even know of Rashawn McDonald. So Tupac Shakur, like a reason why do you say, Rashawn, why do you say that he's one of the greatest political speeches, social rap, socially conscious rap, uplifting rap? I consider Brenda's Got a Baby one of the all-time great rap songs. Keep Your Head Up. How Do You Like It? One of the great party songs. Just an array of music and talent from a young man who left this world far earlier than I wished or anybody would have liked to have seen. So just talk to us about managing talent as unique. He was an actor, a poet, and a visionary. Talk to us right quick, Atrin.
Yeah, I think that, boy, that's a lot, and he was actually all of those things. Mm-hmm. And he came from a Panther family, mm-hmm. as some people may know. And so they spent a lot of time studying and learning and teaching him. So he had a wide variety of ways of looking at things. That's why you could have Brenda's Got a Baby, you could have Trapped, you could have How Do You Want It, you could have all those different songs, you know. And in this time, it is just so interesting to me because I remember 1991 when Tupac was accosted by the cops, mm-hmm. and the experience that we had then. And you know, he was accosted by the cops, he was slammed on the ground, he was beaten up, handcuffed, and then we had to go to court to prove a jaywalking ticket. And you know, black young men really have to understand that the power of the police, and I know they're trying to change some of that now, and it absolutely needs to be changed, but the cop came over to Tupac and said, hey, you walked across the street, you were jaywalking. And Tupac, being expressive, was just moving his hands and saying, why are you hassling me about this? Why are you hassling me about this? And the guy didn't like a young man standing up for himself.
Right.
But that's what a Panther kid does. And Tupac was absolutely a Panther kid, a Black Panther kid, mm-hmm. from that space. And so I just think it was, you know, important that his family taught him what they taught him so that he could then go on and be who he was able to become,
right.
You know, through a lot of people's support, including myself.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Now, I was looking through your bio and your catalog and information, and different names popped up. A name popped up that may be the same name I know, and I love this young lady to death, Stephanie Frederick.
Yes. Yes. Stephanie Frederick is an awesome person. I actually spoke to her this morning. She's an executive producer. Years ago, she was a on-air
analyst. Out of Houston, Texas. That's where I'm from, Houston, Texas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Stephanie is absolutely great. She has a great company, FGW Productions.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of things. Even when she does the Oscars, every year that Stephanie does the Oscars, she brings a young person to just tell her. How mm-hmm. many people do that? Just hang out with her and mm-hmm. experience that experience of experiencing the Oscars, what it's like to work in that world, what it's like to be on the red carpet. I mean, how many people do that within their company? I mean, I think that's just incredible.
Oh, you know, I've been knowing Stephanie I have to go way back to like 92 when I opened my mm-hmm. comedy club, Hip Hop Comedy Stop, and she used to come there. And you know, she was on Fox News at the time, and you should tell me I could be great. I could be special. So mm-hmm. I know the value. I know that person that you're talking about. How many people? Not many. And I know that, you know, she's a firm believer of paying it forward, and she does not allow a male-dominated industry to stop her from being great. And that's when I just had to bring that up. I saw you one of the people on your roster, and that's important that you, again, another diverse roster. Again, mm-hmm. you don't hang and say, this is who I can only be. I can be more. Now let's talk about Mellow Moods. What exactly is that? Mellow Moods.
Well, so what happened a few years ago, just to give you a quick history.
Now take your time.
Started putting out some more rap records again and realized that I've gotten a little older. I don't, you know, I'm not 20, 25, 30 anymore wanting to go hang out in the clubs. But I love music.
Right.
It's just my love. It's what I do. So I wanted to find something that I could do that was good and that brought peace and harmony to people, because now that I'm a little older, you know, I need to wake up listening to Pac and Stanley Clark and a lot of other, you know, music that I like to listen to, Digital Underground, but in the evening I need something to go to sleep to.
Right.
So
it's hard to go to sleep hype. It's hard to go to sleep hype.
It is. So Mellow Muse is a collection of three pianists
mm-hmm.
that and African American pianists, and I went to them, and they're all jazz pianists. They're either teachers or touring musicians, and I said, I want you to do something that's a little different for you. Play a little less notes,
mm-hmm.
and something to relax to. And no one in our culture is doing this that I've found.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As an executive producer, as a company, or as pianist, because everyone wants to show how good they are.
Right.
And they're awesome pianists. I mean, one of them is the pianist for the Count Basie, for what is now the Count Basie Orchestra. So, I mean, they're awesome pianists. So I just asked them to play a few less notes and play something that's nice and relaxing for people. And the name of the group's a solo piano group, because it's a collection of artists, and I'm putting different artists in there as we speak. I have a young lady that is working on her master's in classical piano. She just did something, so she'll be on our next album. That'll be coming out August 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just working on doing something just a little bit different, little peaceful, especially in this time. We really need that. And, you know, that's pretty much it.
Well, you know, I always tell people, you know, what is your legacy? You know, because, you know, we get in this business, Adrian, and you know, we want to be successful. We want to make money, first of all. Our goal is to make money. And then after you, when you look at your body of work, it's fantastic body of work, and go, what am I leaving behind? What is my voice? Is my voice being heard, or am I leaving a part of it? And that's what it sounds like you're doing with this particular project, because of the fact that it's not a one-off. It's ongoing, correct?
Absolutely. It's ongoing. We put our first album out several weeks ago. Our second album is coming out it's at the end of August, and we have three singles before that. And like you said, it is a legacy. I started with World Class Wrecking Crew in the 1980s. I was the tour manager for NWA. I, you know, put the Digital Underground records out, the Tupac records out, MC Smooth, and some other work records. And you know, now as I'm a little older, I'm doing something a little different.
Right.
And don't forget, I'm the executive producer of Stanley Clarke's last two albums.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
So you know, I work on a wide variety of music. You know, I work with Stephanie, as you mentioned earlier. And, you know, I think it's important to have that wide variety as you grow and as you change, because everyone grows and changes. And, you know, running around in the clubs is not the same as it was for me 30 years ago.
I want to make a note about that, because that's why I brought up Stephanie Frederick, because Stephanie Frederick is a content creation. She's video. She's visual.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It has nothing to do with music. You know, music can be introduced into her work, and her clients include Universal Pictures, Warner Brothers, Paramount, and Disney. That lets you know the body of work that you have. You have the solo piano project that you have right now that's going to call the Solo Piano Group Project, and it's out now May 8th, then in August roughly. I want to ask you, with the pandemic going on and Zoom streaming being so popular, have you done anything with the team through using Zoom or anything with the pandemic times that could be uplifting and motivating for the people who are locked in or still basically locked in? We're in the new normal right now with this COVID-19. That doesn't mean our lives are going to change.
Yeah. So I talk at USC every year, and this year we did a Zoom talk with the class. It's a music business class. And so I did that. We are having the solo pianists record, and then we do a Zoom with them as well. So even though they can't play live right now, people can still see them through Facebook and all the the other modalities, YouTube and Instagram and all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are doing that. And we're looking at doing some other things like that, maybe doing a bigger concert.
Thank you.
And we're also looking at doing some talks, myself and some of the other people that I've worked with over the years, just doing question and answer sessions. So we're looking at doing a lot of different things. I mean, the world is changing, and even when it does go back to some type of normalcy, I think Zoom and these opportunities are going to be there, because what that gives is people from all over the world a chance to see, hear, and talk to, you know, myself, yourself, and others that they may have interest in that they may never get to see, may never come into their city. But if they have internet, they can hear them and they can see them. And I think it's a very good outlet for all of us. You know, not only the content creators, but also the listeners and viewers as well.
Awesome. I appreciate you. Adrian, I want to thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation. Any way we can get in touch with you, any way we can buy this album or get involved, social media, tell us about the Solo Piano Group. It came out May 8th, developed, you know, from the Solo Piano Group. The name of the album is Mellow Moods, May 8th by the Solo Piano Group. Any way we can reach out socially or digitally, how can we reach out?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram. I'm on all platforms. Solo Piano. Well, first of all, Solo Piano Group. Solo Piano Group is on all platforms.
Yes, sir.
From Instagram to Facebook, YouTube, everything. I'm on all platforms. You can reach me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, Adrian Gregory, depending upon the whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter might be a little bit different handle, but Atron Gregory is always in the front. My first name is spelled A-T-R-O-N and Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, and it's always at the front of whatever the handle is on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
My brother, Johnny K. Carr, said, you know, be a darn sight cheaper if the price is right. I got the babies crying. Oh, my God, my man, you're special, brother. I want to thank you for taking the time to share your story on Money Making Conversation. It's a journey, man. I feel blessed having this conversation because you're walking history. And,
I appreciate you so much for doing this. Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk soon. And remember, I am your friend and I am a fan. And that means a lot because of the fact that means I'll do anything to make sure your voice is continually heard in this ever-changing world. Again, thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation. If you want to hear more Money Making Conversation interviews, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones. For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Still living in 2021 and manually taking notes? There is a better way. Start the new year with Otter.ai. Automatically get meeting notes. Otter.ai works for virtual meetings like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. Sign up on the web for free or download in the app stores. Otter.ai. That's Otter.ai.
Sticky notes, email alerts, a string around your finger. They're just not big enough.
So here's a big reminder from the California Lottery. Tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot is over $300 million. Whew. Play now. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player finance.